Gary, congratulations. Your players have really given you everything there, haven't they?
Yeah, full credit to them. They've been magnificent today. You know, after the disappointment of Tuesday, they bounced back terrifically well against a good Fulham team, you know. The power that they've got up front and the threat that they've got up front, but we've got that ourselves and we showed that today.
Did you feel at 2-0 your team could really go on and win this game comfortably? They looked like they created that daylight and then Fulham get themselves back into it.
Just shows you the quality of the Championship. You can never be comfortable, you know. But what was really pleasing that when, obviously, that they did get back in it at 2-1, we showed good game management. I thought, you know, Tom Kearney coming on, and we managed the game well at the end and created a couple of more chances that we could have, you know, got a few more goals. But, no, terrific response from him. Delighted for him. But I thought the crowd played their part. Massively so, you know. Because there's always periods in the game where you're going to be under pressure and you need your supporters to be positive, and they were today. They were terrific and they got us through.
Classic centre-forwards goal, isn't it, for Jordan Rhodes? A lovely ball in. The quality of the delivery, I suppose, is the decisive factor until Jordan meets it with his header.
Yeah, he missed one just at the start of the second half, you know. Very similar, but the goal itself was a terrific goal. And, you know, I think that's him going on a run now. That's what he does, and he does it ever so well. And we just hope that kick-starts him now to score bundles more of goals.
Maybe there's been a little bit much made of Jordan not playing from the start in the last couple of games, Gary, but have you noticed it in him in the last couple of weeks of training? I want to get in that starting 11. I want to get a goal again.
No, he didn't start against Swansea because obviously we were just giving him a little breather on that and trying one or two different things, and it worked for us and nobody mentioned it. But when you lose a game and he started on the bench, then obviously people mention it. But he's the same. He works ever so hard every day in training, and you know, he's doing extra all the time because he wants to score goals. And like I say, we're delighted for him because he's done that today and he kicks on now.
I thought Jay Spearing was really composed in the middle of that park today.
Oh, it's a fabulous debut from him, you know. The lad's not played at this level competitively for 6 weeks or so, and you know, the pace of the game, it was an open game at times, and I thought he controlled it ever so well, and he's only going to get better. The biggest compliment I can pay him today is that he's only been in the building 24 hours and he looks as if he's been with us all season, both on and off the pitch. He's only going to get stronger and he's only going to get better.
Just kept things simple. Had a look, found a pass, didn't he? You know, you don't need to do extraordinary things all the time to have a good game, do you?
No, not at all. And sometimes the simple thing is sometimes the hardest thing to do for some players, but that's what he brings to the team. We said he brought something different to our midfield, and yeah, and I think you saw that today. And like I say, he's only going to get better and stronger, and we're delighted with him.
So you've closed the gap on the top six. You go to Watford next weekend. It's an ideal opportunity now to build on that, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think this time last year we were in a similar position to what we are now in terms of games played and games won, and we went on a terrific run at the back end of the season, and we've just challenged the players there to start it now and kick on. You know, we get Monday out the way, we close the window and everybody knows it's where they are, and you know, then like you say, we put it all together and go on a big run.
The next time we speak to you, Monday will be out of the way. Do you know where you are at this moment in time?
Yeah, stood next to you in a freezing cold stand.
Isn't it cold?
Oh,
can't feel my feet.
No.
Do you know where the land lies with Rüdiger Stead, for example?
Yeah, of course. He's injured today. I've been assured by the medical team that you know, the injury picked up at Derby on Tuesday, he should be there at Watford, fit to play. Nothing's changed from couple of weeks back, where obviously there was interest, but nothing's met the valuation of the owners, and I'm ticking off the days and the hours now to closing that window and getting him back into the squad and getting fit and hopefully get more goals for him.
The fear is obviously that the phone rings at 10 o'clock on Monday night, isn't it? And as we've heard in many years gone by, Premier League clubs for some reason get extensions to go on as long as they want at night to get deals done.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. We have 31 days in January, and like you say, they then get extensions after 11 o'clock. the people that are in charge of it all, they should just make it a week, close the game so no players get their heads turned or distracted. It's done in a week. Everybody knows where they stand, supporters, because it's not fair on the supporters as well, you know, for to go through 31 days and then, like you say, have it extended at the end. So, like I say, we're going to get through it, and where we are at the end of it, we'll deal with it and get on with it.
Just a very final point. Tommy Spur on the bench today for the first involvement since Good Friday. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. To be fair, he was a little bit unlucky not to have been involved on Tuesday, but, you know, we were delighted that he's back on the bench, and now looking forward to him adding the competition to Marcus and the others.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Enjoy Monday night if you possibly can.